identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Ra, ra, ah, ah, ah. Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga.
the words. So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
To
We've made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere. CFW.
Should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dreamer,
dreamer, no.
And I must have been someone else. And we should have been.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack. And my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket.
Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be. Living in Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills, rolling like a celebrity.
Living
in Beverly Hills.
Look at all those movie stars, they're all so beautiful and clean. When the housemates rub the floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that, I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, cause I'm the next big thing in Beverly Hills. Stand a chance. It's something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars play.
Beverly Hills.
Music 105.7
CFW.
I'm
7 CFW. Remember this one?
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
I heard he sang a good song. noticed by the crowd. I felt he found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, but he just kept right on.
Softly.
get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire. Sign up for our free newsletter and more online at WCFW.FM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have updates for three consequential voting rights cases we've been following in Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia just a week before the November 2024 election. October 28, the Republican National Committee appealed a Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision allowing voters whose mail ballot secrecy envelopes were missing or unsealed to vote by provisional ballot instead. The RNC asked the U.S. Supreme Court for an emergency ruling claiming Pennsylvania's high court overstepped the legislature's authority over election law. The U.S. Supreme Court has not yet responded. The Nevada Independent reports that October 28, the state Supreme Court upheld a ruling that mail-in ballots without postmarks received within 3 days after the election must be counted. Republicans appealed the decision, arguing the lower court misread the law. The majority said the appeal was too close to the election and wrote, "If a voter properly and timely cast their vote by mailing their ballot before or on the day of the election and through a post office omission, the ballot is not postmarked, it would go against public policy to discount that properly cast vote." The Georgia Supreme Court, October 22nd, denied a Republican appeal to restore a Georgia State Election Board rule allowing county election board members to make a reasonable inquiry and obstruct certifying the election. The rule will not be in effect for November 5th. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. Former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, "Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers." And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Transportation have announced nearly $140 million of funding for road projects. According to a press release, local governments will have received over $536 million of funding for road projects through the General Transportation Aids Program by the end of the year. The funding helps local governments cover the costs of construction and maintenance. The Evers administration has improved over 7,400 miles of road and over 1,700 bridges since 2019. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden and a pair of his colleagues are requesting information on the Pure Prairie poultry bankruptcy that left farmers without feed or processing options. According to a press release, the group penned a letter to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack seeking more information and criticizing the agency over what they say is a lack of oversight. In a statement, Congressman Van Orden said the USDA will answer for the loans and grants given to the company, and the company will answer for where that money went. A well-traveled section of Claremont Avenue was temporarily closed on Monday following a car crash. According to Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials, the northbound ramp of Highway 53 near Claremont Avenue was closed for hours due to the large crash scene. Multiple ambulances responded to the crash scene. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office also announced that the westbound lanes of U.S. Highway 12 were temporarily closed due to the crash. The northbound ramp to Highway 53 was later reopened at around 8 p.m. The Eau Claire Police Department has announced the launch of a new app to act as a convenient community hub. According to a social media post, the new ECPD app will allow residents to report a crime, submit open records requests, and easily find the most recent press releases and updates from the department. It will also include the most up-to-date information on major traffic and crime alerts. The app is now available on iOS and Android devices. A link to download the app can be found on the Eau Claire Police Department website. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today, and falling temperatures too. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s by late afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms 42 tonight, showers 50 tomorrow. We could get a half inch to an inch or more of rain by the time it winds down tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
CFW. 1057 CFW.